Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tifton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tifton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tifton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit.
And welcome to the final Thursday Locker Room Chats of the 2021 portion of the schedule, the first semester here in high school basketball. Leah Bergman joining us, coach of the St. John's Tifton Lady Jays. Coach, you won 61-9 against Southern Cloud in Glasgow on Friday. You knew it was a game that Southern Cloud obviously is down a bit, not quite as athletic and skilled as they might have been last year and the couple years before that. When you look at Southern Cloud and the way the girls played on Friday night, what do you like about the win and in a circumstance that was pretty tough for your opponent?
Yeah, sometimes those games are kind of tricky to play because obviously you want to you want your girls to come out focused and you want them to play hard and you want their effort to be there. But at the same time, you don't want it to get away from you and, you know, run up the score on the other team because I really don't think that does anybody any good. So we tried to pick some things that we could focus on that wouldn't necessarily lead to, you know, us scoring a whole bunch of points. We really worked on limiting our turnovers. I really wanted the girls to work on their half court defense and talking on screens. That's something that we have been working on. And then also getting rebounds. So, you know, those are things in games like that, there's always some things that you can focus on and get better at. So that's what we did. And I thought that the girls did a good job at that.
Again, that was your final game of the first semester here. You'll move on coming up after the break on January 6th is your next game against Sacred Heart. But in the meantime, I know there are certain days you can't be in the practice gym here over the break, but what do you want to get done over this Christmas time and the break that you have before you hit January?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I want, you know, the girls are going to have a little bit of a break. I want everyone to come back healthy. You know, with Sophia and her ankle, I think having a week or two off is going to be good for her. And just we've got some girls with just some nagging little things that I think a little bit of a break will be good. But at the same time, you know, we still need to be active over the break. And then after we can come back and start practicing, we're going to really have to buckle down and work on some things to get better at because, you know, our first game back is Sacred Heart, and that's going to be a tough matchup for us. It was last year, and I expect another one this year. And then we turn around and we'll play Osborne next. So we're going to have two tough games coming out of the break. So as much as I would like to kind of take it easy and ease into the new year, we're going to have to come back ready to play right away. So we're excited.
Leah Bergman, coach of St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Lance Bergman with us now, the coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, went over Southern Cloud on Friday night, 53-29, the final score. I know you've talked about, you know, sometimes when you go down to play at Glasgow, it's not always the prettiest game in the world, and it sounded like it was maybe a bit of a slow start for you, but you did pull away and pick up a nice win there against the Warriors on Friday night. What stood out the most in your team's final game here before the break?
Well, you know, we're still struggling to execute a few things correctly on offense, and that's just something we're looking forward to this Christmas break to have a chance to work on some of that. You know, we learned a lot in the last two games, you know, that we needed to move the ball a little bit better. If you're not hitting shots, you got to, you know, take advantage of what the defense is giving you and not just settling for things. And I felt like we just wore Southern Cloud down. You know, we never were in concern that we were going to give up the lead, but at the same time, it took us quite a bit to be able to pull away. And they did a nice job. You know, they got a limited roster, and And they kind of got tired, and I noticed it in the third quarter, and I looked at the kids and was like, now it's time we need to start pushing it. We did for a little bit. It was working, and then we kind of got, you know, just in cruise control, not doing some things. Kind of change up the lineup as far as who was on the floor at times. I had three big guys on the floor at the same time, and I kind of teased the guards when all the big guys were out there. I was like, you know, we finally went inside. I said, it's because the big guys are looking for each other, you know, kind of teasing them, you know, that they need to start looking in there. But Daniel made a real nice pass into Hayden and got an easy layup on a play that I had been trying to get him to do all game. So it's just, you know, execution thing, stuff like that. But, you know, kind of a still a young team. You know, we've got our two seniors, and, you know, Luke's played quite a bit. But, I mean, just Daniel and a lot of guys that don't have a lot of experience playing together, so we're figuring some of that out. We seem to play better against some of the tougher matchups, so hopefully we can figure out how to do it against everybody that we play.
You'll have a tough one the next time you play against Sacred Heart, but in the meantime, it seems like it might be a little bit longer of a break than what you normally have. So what do you, I know you talked about, you know, working on some of the execution over the break, but how do you make sure the kids are staying focused and I guess in shape as well as you get ready for January 6th?
You know, that's the scariest part about it, Dusty. I'm giving them an extended time off. You know, Tipton got out of school on Friday, and St. John's, you know, had school Monday and part of Tuesday. So I opened the gym Monday just to give them an opportunity to come in. Nothing mandatory, but basically we're going to go from our last game until the 28th before we really get a chance to get back at it. So it's, you know, kind of nerving to, you know, expect these high school kids to take care of themselves and they'll stay in shape and then remember what all you've taught them, because it's almost like starting over again. And we've been doing pretty good, but like you said, we got to be able to execute. It's hard to start back at square one. So hopefully the kids take it serious over the Christmas break and, you know, enjoy their time with family, because that's what I want them to do. But at the same time, be really focused and ready to go and pick up where we left off going into the break. And hopefully we can put in a few of those things that we've been struggling with. And then, you know, fix a lot of them. So as a coach, you just got to kind of cross your fingers. Hopefully they do what they can. And then, you know, just figure out what you got to do to make it work when you come out of it.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week. Wish you Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again in January, all right?
Okay. Merry Christmas, Dusty. Thank you.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Lakeside Locker Room Chats with Travis Eberle, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, nice win for you to finish out the first semester there. You beat Chase 56-31 on Friday and really got an early lead on them and didn't look back. You got a lot of different girls. In fact, all your girls got into the game. Kylie led the way with 22, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, and Lauren Brummett had 11. Just take me back to the game Friday night and what you liked about that victory against Chase.
Oh, you know what I liked is I told the girls before the game, we got to come out and you know put it on them right away, and you know, in the past I've kind of struggled with that. We always seemed to come out slow against Chase, and I was pretty proud of how they came out and took care of business right off the start and got some young girls in there to kind of give them a little bit of experience. And. And it was a good way to go into Christmas break with a nice win and able to start working on some other stuff we need to polish up.
And you talk about working on some of those things. You do have some time here in between now and then your next game, which is January 4th against Logan Palco at home. But it seems it might be just a hair longer of a break than maybe what you have in the past. But when you look at this, what are some of the things that you will hone in and focus on the time off from games here and getting into the practice gym?
Well, you know, we're kind of short on experience on the varsity floor, so we're going to try to work on trying to get some girls more confidence on playing with the varsity girls. And, you know, we got some, we don't have a lot of post players that have played much post position, so we're going to work on a lot of that stuff and continue to work on shooting and, we've actually been scoring pretty decent numbers this year, and I want to keep that, continue that after break, because it seems like right after break, it just bam, bam, bam. You got games back to back, and you got a league tournament. It'd be nice to start off the new season, the next year's season there with, a win right off the bat, and then hopefully we can continue on a winning spree there in the new year.
Travis Everly, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time here. We'll chat with you again in January. Hope you all have a Merry Christmas, all right?
Yep, thank you, Dusty. Same to you.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Get the best Wi-Fi experience with worry-free Wi-Fi from Cunningham Telephone and Cable and get rid of your Wi-Fi woes. Get equal performance across your home with the strongest signal. Get home care parental controls to protect your kids, set time limits, see what sites they visit, and prioritize video streaming. There's no hardware to buy. It's easy to control your network through an app. To find out more about worry-free Wi-Fi, contact your local Cunningham Telephone office in Belleville, Concordia, Beloit, and Glen Elder. Connect with us.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, Drew Dusky with us now, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, another big win for you on Friday against Chase, 68-30 to wrap up the first semester there. Career high 29 for Kylan after he had 28 the game before. Just kind of looking at the way the kids played, I know that Friesner kid kind of got hot a little bit early in the game, and it was actually close at part of that first quarter, and then you were able to make a run to end the quarter. Just overall thoughts on the win on Friday night against Chase.
Yeah, I thought we were able to do a lot of things well. We were able to work on our press a little bit and work on our man defense, and I thought we did a very good job of on ball defending and kind of disrupting on their ball handling and things like that. And then offensively, we kind of got what we wanted. Like you said, Kyle had 29. Kyle was playing really well. Especially the last two games, he was kind of in a little slump, but I think he got out of it in the last two games, and that was another game where we were able to get a lot of guys into the varsity game because we didn't have JV games before that allow them to kind of at least get that atmosphere and the kind of the game flow, in case you need to call on some of those guys later on down the year. And, we're in a situation where we might have to do that. So, it was good to get a win going to Christmas break. It was just good to try to carry a little momentum because, we're off for a while and then it really turns on after we get back.
What are some of the things you work on here over the break with this group? Because a lot of these kids do understand your system. They know what's going on. So what are the focal points as you take a little time off here before you get back into the gym?
Yeah, I mean, today we worked on just kind of going one-on-one matchups where we pitted guys one-on-one against other and just to practice on-ball defending and then practice one-on-one moves to the basket. It's just things like that, you know, and then we'll scrimmage a little bit and go up and down and make sure we're keeping up on our man offenses and being able to move the ball against the zone and things like that. But, you know, we're just working on little things that maybe you don't have a lot of time during the year other than Christmas break that you can spend the time on.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again, and wish you a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
Thanks, Dusty. Same to you.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donley the Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Did you know there's a government program to help low-income households pay for broadband internet services? This temporary program provides a monthly discount of up to $50 a month for eligible households. To apply, go to getemergencybroadband.org, print off a mail-in application, and return it with documents for proof of eligibility. When accepted, contact your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office to select a plan. Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94, Z96.3 Lake, and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back here on our locker room chats on KD Country 94, talking Rock Hills basketball. The Rock Hills Grizzlies finished out the first semester back on December 14th. We've already recapped those games with the coaches. We'll have a recap here of the first semester for the Lady Grizzlies as they went 1-3 in their first four games of the season, falling to St. John's Tipton 63-34 in that last game on December 14th. They have one win on the season against Pike Valley to open the year at a 40-37 win on December 3rd. And a couple losses in a row there in the T-Bird Invitational to Clifton Clina, Washington County from the Twin Valley League. Rock Hills being led this season by Lauren Welchel, but their coach Jamie Harvey knows that other girls are going to have to step up as the season goes along.
Yeah, just, you know, our scoring, our ability to score, and everybody being offensive. Lauren can't do it all, so we can't rely on her all the time. Teams are going to be aware of that, and we got to get other kids scoring and confidence in doing that. Rebounding the ball is a big one right now for us. Getting a little more, you know, aggressive to offensive rebound instead of just one and done, and then just taking care of the ball. Let's be honed in. And they're going to go up to Red Cloud. They're going to let you play, so we're going to be banging around a little bit, so we got to be ready to be physical.
And Rock Hills at Red Cloud, Nebraska will take place on January 4th on that Tuesday. Again, that'll be the first game out of the break for the Liddy Grizzlies in 2022. Big thanks to Jamie Harvey for joining us throughout the first semester. We'll chat again with her in January. Coming up next, we'll catch you up on Rock Hills boys basketball in our locker room chats on KD Country 94. Don't miss all the great deals down to Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have best choice spiral hams, whole or half, bone in for $2.49 a pound. It's down to Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the Savings Now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have King's Hawaiian Dinner Roll, selected varieties, 12 count for $2.99. It's Now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And back on our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats, the Rock Hills boys basketball team going into the break with a record of 0-4, 0-2 in the Northern Plains League. A very young group, an inexperienced group. No starters from last year that returned, and a multitude of freshmen that are also seeing minutes on the varsity squad. We talked with Zach Duffy for the final time of the first semester last week after that St. John's Tipton loss, and he gave thoughts on what his team will be working on over the break to get better for 2022.
We have a lot of fundamental ball handling, you know, being strong with the basketball, learning to pivot out of pressure, learning to rip through and go to the basket and kind of welcome that contact. Just things that, you know, kind of basketball IQ, you know, just working on learning the game, learning the speed of the game, and understanding that we need to move without the basketball and not stand and watch. So kind of just those basic things that, you know, a lot of these guys haven't seen the varsity floor and are learning. And like I said, we'll get there. We'll keep working on those fundamentals.
Rock Hill's first test in the second semester will be on the road at Red Cloud, Nebraska on Tuesday, January 4th, as they'll head up north of the state line to take on the Warriors in their first game of the second semester. Big thanks to everybody for tuning into the Rock Hills Locker Room Chats tonight. Coming up next, we'll talk with the head coaches of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great savings now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Sun-kissed clementines, 3-pound bags for $3.49 each in the produce department. It's now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss savings now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Sugardale shank ham portions bone-in for $1.69 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, katycountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Craig Batchman with us now, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, you finished out the first semester Friday night, a 55-22 win over Pike Valley as Keely Kenobi led the way with 21 for you there. Just kind of going into the break, what were some of the things that stood out in that game for you, and how pleased were you with the way the girls played in your final game of the first semester?
You know, I thought offensively, I thought the girls did a good job of executing, you know, especially second quarter. We started out a little slow and a little flat, but they did a good job of making adjustments. And just sharing the ball and attacking the rim and everything. So I was pretty pleased with our offensive effort. And then I thought defensively we did some really good things, especially the second half. It felt like we did a much better job of boxing out and getting the rebounds.
So can you pick up that victory and head it into the break here with a record of 4-1? That was your first official league game, I guess, as you picked up the win there on against Pike Valley on Friday. Do you have a chance here probably to get into some practice this week? There are certain days that you have to take off here later this week, but what do you want to accomplish here early in this week and then coming up out of the break here with what you want to do to get ready for the second semester?
Yeah, you know, just these next few days, we're just going to get in the gym, get a lot of shooting in, and, you know, possibly work on just areas that from the first five games, you know, seen some weaknesses and stuff that we need to work on. But the big thing we'll be doing is just getting a lot of shots up and getting a little extra conditioning in.
Are you concerned at all with the longer break? It seems like it's a little bit longer than normal here.
You know, sometimes that does hurt you. But, you know, these girls, they really want to get after it. You know, they work hard each and every practice. So that relieves a little bit of that stress of the long break. I know they're excited about the season and everything. So we'll just go each day and get after it in there and get out. So,
Craig Batchman, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Here, Coach, thanks for joining us all through the first semester. Have a good break, and we'll talk to you again in January, all right?
Okay, sounds great.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank. Member FDIC.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, as we finish up our Thursday Locker Room Chats with Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last, you finished out the first semester with a 62-26 win over Pike Valley on Friday night there in Sylvan Grove. As you look back at that game and had a chance to kind of see how that went, what were your thoughts of the victory as you head into the break?
No, I thought we did a few things that good teams do and something we'd like to see continue. We held an opponent, you know, to a low number, you know, under 30, and took care of the basketball and got pretty good balance scoring. So, you know, things that we'd like to be able to continue to do, and if we do, we got a chance to be pretty good, and things we'll focus on going forward.
And I think that's something I talked with you about at the beginning of the year, because Jonah kind of scored so much for you last year that the balance scoring didn't always happen. But as you talked about that, you know, William Rudolph had 16 and Zach Rose added 14, and keeping that balance, and how important is that as you move forward this season?
It's important, and you know, more important than two and double figures, I think we had, you know, 8, 7, 7, you know, 6. So, you know, when you start getting 5 or 6 guys involved, it makes it easier, you know, to share the ball as players, and it makes it harder to be defended, too.
Again, good start to your season now as you go into the break and have a little bit of time off here. You're 4-1, and then as you look at it, you do have you were supposed to play Lincoln here in the first semester. You'll come back with them on January 4th, so there'll be a little bit of a break in between there. What are some of the things that you focus on here during this time to get yourself better for the second semester?
Well, you know, we practiced and really working on shooting and, you know, just kind of getting back to you know, where we want to be in terms of fundamentally, and then, you know, we take a week break, and then we get back, and you know, we put a few things in defensively, we put in some things offensively, but just getting it a little bit further down the line, now the kids are getting more comfortable in the system.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us here this week. That'll wrap it up for 2021 anyway. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank. Member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10, as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.